Bez Hashem, today we'll be seeing Shitas Rashi in the sugya of Schiya Begeiros. As Rashi says, that Gerkot Madbile Noisoi Aldas Bezdin, Zok Rashi, Im Ein Loi Av, V'imoi Heviosoi Lehiskaya. As in this Rashi, there's two chedushim in what the Hechatimse is. We'll focus in on the second part of Rashi first. V'imoi heviyosoi liskayer. Rashi says we're talking about a case where his mother brought him to be niskayer. As the question is in Rashi, why does Rashi need to say that his mother brought him to be niskayer? It could be talking about where he comes in on his own. What does Rashi have to point out? We're talking about v'imoi heviyosoi liskayer. As the Ran and the Rashba explain Rashi, that Rashi is coming to teach us a chiddush, that you shouldn't think that Bezdin goes around and they take tinoikim and they turn them into geirim. Bezdin's job is not to go ahead and find goyim and make them into geirim. Only if imoy tavosoy, as then Bezdin makes the geiris. Ab if imoy wasn't tavoy soy, as then, Bezdin doesn't make the Gerus. Okay. Only if Imai was Tevayam, then Bezdin makes the Gerus. And Zogdaran, Enochinami, if the Kotten himself comes in and he's Tevaya the Gerus, Bezdin will do it. But over here we're talking about even a Ger Kotten who's very, very young, who doesn't have Das. As how is he coming and being Teveya? Therefore Rashi said, Imoi Hiviyosoi Lehiskayer. Zokta Ran, what would be if Bezdin would be Megayer, they would find a Tinuk in the street and be Megayer, would it be work? Zokta Ran, yes. It's a Schus. Who cares if he's Teveya? Who cares if he's not Teveya? It's a schus. If Bezdin does it, it works. Just Rashi saying practically, Bezdin is not a monastery. They don't go to look to make people into their religion. If someone comes in and wants to be a Jew, then we do it. But stam, we don't go out looking in the streets. Oh, that's what the Ran learns. The Bach is medayik the Mordechai that if there's no tviya, the gerus is not chal. That needs hesper. Oh. About Pashtis, the Rishonim learn like the Ran. Oh. The Tosis Rid is Choylik on Rashi. The Tosis Rid learns, we're talking about a street, a case, where you found a Tinuk Mushloch in the Rechoiv. You found a baby in the street, in a Jewish street. As Bezdin goes ahead and they're Megayerim. Or the Yidden went to Milchama and they were Tinoikim that they captured. As over there, Bezdin is Megayer them. As Lechoyra, the Tosis Rid is Choylik on Rashi. In this seer, there's no one being Toiveya, the Gerus. And Afilu Hochi, the Tosis Rid says, Bezdin still goes ahead and make Gerus. However, you could say, you could limit the Machloikis. You could say the Tosis Rid's talking about its here, where anyway we're going to bring up these children as Yidden. Because we found them in the street. As what's the Yiddish family going to do? They're going to bring them up as Yidden. We captured them. What are we going to do? We're going to bring them up as Yidden. As Avada Bezdin doesn't go out and look for Ketanim to be Megayer, but if it falls into their hands, Ketanim that are growing up in Yiddish homes, then the Tosis Rid adds that we're Megayer them also. As the Tosis Rid definitely is a Sof on Rashi, but Yesh Lodim how far he's arguing on Rashi. Okay, that's step number one, the easier part of Rashi. The harder part of Rashi is Rashi says, we're talking about a tzir im ein loy av. Why does Rashi say we're talking about im ein loy av? The same way imoy hiviyosei liskayer, it could be his father is here. Why does Rashi have to say im ein loy av? And even worse, ein loy av mashma kilu, the father's mace. What do you have to kill the father for? Chas v'sholem. Rashi could say, he's not coming to Bezdin. What does Rashi say? Im ein loy av. As the Shita says, that a chelek of the Rishonim actually did not have this girsa in Rashi. Okay, that's an easy way of getting out of it. The Rashba, the Ritva, don't have the girsa in Rashi. But the Shita says, our girsa in Rashi sounds like, it is clear, we're talking about him, Ein Loi Av. Azog the Shita, if his father and his mother would both bring him to be Miskayer, then Zichr, it's not a chiddush. Avada, he wants to be miskayer. He wants to listen to his father and his mother. As the ikar chiddush of the sugi is when only one parent is bringing him to be miskayer. And the shita is a very big chiddush, because if he wants to do it with one parent, is with two parents, he wants more. It's more of a schus. It's a chiddush. Va'oid Rav Nachum is much stronger. Why does the Rashi have to say im ein loy av? He doesn't have a father. Rashi could say, we're talking about a case where the mother brought him. But not im ein loy av. There are many times the mother will do something without the father. Why does Rashi have to say ein loy av? As Rav Nachum wanted to say, alum de shepshat in Rashi, which is kilu, the mafteach for his mahalach in Rashi in Shir Kloli. Rav Nachum wanted to say, in this Rashi, in the next Rashi, says, that what's the koyach of Beis Din to be Megayer children? Zok Rashi, Beis Din nasin loy ka'av. Beis Din are like the father. Zok Rav Nachum, ashena mahalach. Rashi holds, when does Beis Din come the active father? Kishe ein loy av. As when a child doesn't have a av, as Beis Din arach roy. And he brought the miri. What's the mile of a av in Gerus? Because the av is achroya on the child to take care of his ruchnius. As when does Beis Din walk in and take the footsteps? When there is no av, as Beis Din is nasen loy av. But when there is an av, Beis Din can't walk in and become the av of this child. As Rashi l'shitasei, that the koyach of Beis Din is because they're taking the place of the father. Rashi had to learn. We're talking about it here. Kisha ain lo yav. As then Beis Din could take over. Masha ain came, the mother, it doesn't have that koyach of av. As this may sound like a chiddush to us, what does that mean? The av is moach roi on the chinuch of the children than the mother? The answer is yes. It's a mafurish gemara. The Gemara in Nazir, on Chav Tes, Mishnah on Chav Ches Amid Bey says, Ha'av Madir Es Benoi Benazir. Ha'av could make his son, who's a cotton, into a Nazir. Zog the Gemara, why only the Av? Zog Resh Lakish, because why is he making him into a Nazir? To be Mechanachim. The Chinuch, the Achrayis on the child's Ruchnius, is Mutal Ala Av, Veloi Ala E. By goyim in their mitzvahs. That's what, on their mitzvahs, that's what you say. He's right. Over here you see a chiddush, that even an av has a gviser inyan of he's achroi for his child. The answer would be, and there's zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach, there's also a musig of ki'ilu, he's in charge.
Av has to be a Jew?
He's a goyin our Gemara. We're talking about at Sir and Rashi, the Rishonim point out, where the Av is not Megayer. If the Av was Megayer, the Gemara says later on, we don't have the Chiddush of Rav Huna. As over here, we're talking about where Av is not Megayer, and still the father is Achroi for his children, even if he's a Goy. That's what you see. Okay. As thus is the Mahalach in Rashi. Okay, so that's the first Chiddush of Rashi. What's the Tzir? Rashi makes the whole Chiddush. The mother's bringing him and not the father. Why does the mother have to bring him? And why can't the father be around? Let's go on to the next stage of Rashi. Al Das Bezdin, Rashi says, Im Ein Loyav, Al-Daz Bezdin, the second Rashi, Al-Daz Bezdin. V'hein nasin loy av v'arehu ger al yedeyim. Umagoy biyayin kosher. As first, we'll take on the lighter part of Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua makes a diak in Rashi that Rashi says the nafkamina of this gerus is magoy biyayin kosher. A guy that touches wine, he asses the wine. Freg de pnei Yeshua, why is Rashi saying a nafkamina midrabanan? There are nafkaminas midaraisa also, that's nageya by a cotton. Kedushin and other nafkaminas that are nageya. Why does Rashi chapa on a nafkamina that's midrabanan? As he wants to say, it's a diuk in Rashi, that Rashi holds like Tosis, that the geiris over here is midrabanan. But the shita is medayik Rashi, not that way. Tosis asks a question, how is it shayich geiris? He's a cotton, he's a ger. He says it's midrabanan. Rashi doesn't answer it. Rashi says it's the zachen of kol ha-toira kula. Stimus Rashi is mashma, it's a geiris midaraisa. That's what the sheet is medayik in Rashi. Azay bazay, why is Rashi saying a nafkamina of magoy biyayin kosher? Das frek the pnei Yeshua on Rashi. As you could say, achas minashtayim. An interesting nekuda. Klapi dine daraisa, zok de Rashba. We don't rely on this. Why? Because maybe when he'll get older, he'll make a macha. As we don't want to rely klapi dine daraisa on this geiris, because when he can get older, he could decide he doesn't want to be a yid. In dine derabanan, then we'll be mekel. But in dine daraisa, we won't be mekel. As that's why Rashi chaps on magoy biyayin kosher, because klapi mo chomedik adinim, we're going to be choishish, maybe he'll make a macha. Okay. That's the easier part of Rashi. Now let's come into the harder part of Rashi. Rashi says that Bezdin is nasin loy av. As we saw, Rav Nochum brought the Miri, that the av is achroi for the ruchnius of the child, and Bezdin also has an achrayis over a child. Oh, but the obvious question on Rashi, the Shita asks, why does Rashi need Bezdin nasin loy av? In kol ha-toira kula, in every zochin ba'alma, we do not have this musig in order to be zeicha nasin loy av. You want to pick up a mitziah and be magbia mitziah lachaveiro. You have to be his father? No, you're his friend. That's good enough. You lift it up. I'm zeicha for you. Why over here in this geirus, in by geirus, do we find that in order for Bezdin to do schia, they have to be nasin loy av? Aleph. Va'oid. Why does a father have more koyach in geirus? Where do we find such a musig that a father is more of a baldin to make geirus? Where do we find? We see different things the father does, but geirus is not one of them. Where do we find a musig that a father has more of a koyach to make geirus than everyone else? As number one, what does Rashi need it? And number two, and what does it mean? Where's the makar of such a thing? As the Shita over here says, Rashi is coming to answer Tosis's question. Schia in kol ha-toira kula doesn't work to a cotton. Over here in the Gemara, schia is working to a cotton. As that was the makar of Rashi, this schia is different. Nasin loy av. Av is the das of the cotton. The av is b'mkoyim the cotton. He makes the decisions for the cotton. As memela, his schia is different. The shita wants to go maybe a step further to say it's not even midin schia. That's very shver. But we'll borrow the first part of the shita. That this schia, because it's nasin loy ka'av, it works more than other schias. It works even to a cotton, the araisa. And what's the hesber? Because the av stands b'mkoyim the cotton. Normally a cotton zain by das, but over here the av, he's achroi for the cotton. His das works for the cotton. And bezdin nasin loy ka'av. That would be a machshava why Rashi needs it over here. Rav Nochum and Rav Aaron in Shir Klali brought that where do you find the gzeres akosiv? Where do you find the mocker that the av has a koyach to be magayer, a child? They brought a very nice yediyah. There's a Rashi in Yevamis, Daf Mem Ches. Rashi over there is going in a pasuk by Korban Pesach. And Rashi over there says a Gevaldike Chiddush. The Gemara learns that a father who's miskayer and his children weren't miskayer, as he can't bring a carbon Pesach. If you have a member in your family that wasn't miskayer, you can't bring a carbon Pesach. Tosis asks on Rashi, the father's a ger. Ger shen miskayer ki katan shenoyla dami. What do you care if your children are goyim? You could do a carbon Pesach. Aber Rashi shita is not that way. As what does Rashi say? The way Rashi learns the pasuk, the father has a koyach to be magayer his children and do the Karban Pesach. Rashi learns pshat in the pasuk by Karban Pesach that a father has a koyach to be magayer his children to do a Karban Pesach. Oh. A zokr of Nochum and Reb Aaron. Lefi ze in Rashi, it's a pasuk that a av has a maila. A av could be magayer his children. As I say, it's more lichtig, it's more clear the Rashi by us. Rashi Lishitosai, there's a makkah from a pasuk in the Torah. However, over there there's a gevaldike chiddush. Rashi over there says you could be megayer your children bal korcham. The father has a koyach to do it bal korcham. Frek dich sam sefer, as how could it be midin zochin? Zochin is it's a schus. The child saying, I don't want to be a Jew. How could you do it? That's frek the Chassam Sefer. As the Chassam Sefer says, Vais de Chois, Rashi over there is talking about by Mila. And the Gemara over here is talking about by Tvila. And we saw the Shita yesterday that by Mila, you don't need Zochin. As you can't bring Rashi and Yevamis. Rashi and Yevamis is talking about by Mila. Over here, the Sugya is talking about by Tvila. And there are riots even by Korcho. Aber Rav Nochum and Rav Aaron were Madayik Rashi and Yevamis, not like the Chassam Sefer. The Loshen of Rashi and Yevamis, Ha'av Yochol Legayer Hakotin Bal Korcho. Rashi doesn't say Ha'av Yochol Lomul Es Hakotin Bal Korcho. The Loshen of Rashi, Ha'av Yochol Legayer Es Hakotin Bal Korcho. State clearly in Rashi that the Geirus works Bal Korcho. B'derech Klal Zochin is not Bal Korcho. Zokrev Nochum, he's a Kotin She'ein Boy Das. As over here, the Torah was Megale, that we don't look at his Das. Be'etzim, it's a Schus for him. He's a young child. He doesn't understand about life. And his father is making a decision for him. As we give the father the credibility that if he decides for the child, it's a schus, even bal korchoi, the schia happens. In normal schia, you can't do this. But over here, there's a gzeres akosiv. This schia works bal korcho when the child is a cotton. Because he's a ein by das. And the father's das is b'mokom, the cotton. He's achrayi on the cotton. That's the word of Rav Nochum. As lefi zeh, Rav Nochum found that there's, and Rav Aaron, that there's a miyuchadik koyach of the av to be megayer his children. As that's a Pesach klapi the Rashi. Bezdin nasin loy ka'av. We ask, what's av? What's the koyach of av? It's a Rashi l'shitaso in Yevamis. There's a gzeres akosif. Toisus asks on the Gemara, Schia mitam shlichus. He doesn't mention a word of Av. Toisus lishitasa in Yevamis. Toisus argues on Rashi. Toisus says, it can't be that a father who's a ger, and ger should his guy, should be bothering his children. That's not pshat in the pasuk. As Toisus lishitasa in Yevamis, there's no mile of Av. As we don't see Toisus mention Av in the whole sugya. Aber Rashi l'shitasai, that the Torah gave the koyach to the Av to be megayer his children by Korban Pesach, as Rashi takes it a step further. It's not only when you want to make a Korban Pesach, all over! The Av is achroi for the chinuch of his children. He's achroi for the ruchnius of the children. And that's the best idea for the ruchnius of your children. Make them a yid. The Torah gave him a zak koyach. Make him a yid.
That's why you need the mother.
The mother is just bringing him to ask Bezdin when there is no Av. That's the other Rashi. Good. Okay.
If there was an Av and the mother brings to Bezdin and
Bezdin takes over the place for the father, not the mother. That's
and
what you see in Rashi.
That's
another Shaila. One second. Oh, okay. As thus is the Shir Klali of both Rav Nochum, both Rav Aaron, whether you're in Mir, whether you're in Lakewood, this is the Vart that goes. Okay, that's the Vart in Rashi. The Shita adds, Lefize, you can maybe say he has more koyach even to a cotton midaraisa. And even though Rashi says Magu Biyai in Kosher, but that's because you could be Meichel later on, like we saw. Okay, as thus is the Shita of Rashi, that there's a musig of Geirus Ha'av. Rav Nochum brought that if you look in the Tor, in Reish Samaches, the Tor uses a very sharp lashon. The Tor says, when the father's around, the father is Megayer, the child. When the father is not around, Bezdin is Megayer, the child. Frek Rav Nochum, Bezdin is always Megayer the child. What's those words? When the father is round, the father is Megayer the child. Zak Rav Nochum, you see in the Torah this Varden Rashi, that the Av is a Baal Dover to do the Gerus. As we'll end off with one little more thing Rav Nochum said, this is like a little extra credit on the side. The Rif is Mavur a Gavaldik Echidish. The Rif says that Macha doesn't help, even though the Sugi is Mavur that Macha helps. Zok the Ran, what's Pshat in the Rif? Because Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofeh. When Bezdin does a Gerus, you're going to have a child come and be Meiche, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofeh. Bezdin's going to look ridiculous. You go ahead, Bezdin says, this person's a Yid, and then he becomes bar mitzvah, he's ice yid. Makoyach bezdin yofeh. We can't let this happen. Abizok the Ran. But when the father was Megayerim, as then he could be Meicha. Frek Rav Nochum, what is the father Megayerim? The father brings him to Bezdin, and Bezdin is Megayerim. What's this musig? When the father is Megayerim, then there's no Makoyach Bezdin Yofeh. Bezdin doesn't look bad. The father may be Geirus. Zok Rav Nochum stayed in the Ran this vort. Av could be Megayer. Rashi goes even a step further. And when Bezdin's doing it, it's only Mikoyach Tav. But Bezdin is Makoyach Bezdin Yofeh. You can't be Oiker or Psak of Bezdin like that. Okay. As that's one big chelik of the sugya, the Mahalach and Rashi. Kimuvan, you have to be Mazvir more and more. We just tipped the iceberg of the Shir Klali. If you look in the back, Rav Aaron Shir Klali is 12 pages, Rav Nochum is 8. We just tipped the iceberg to get into the Indianim. Okay. One more Nakuda, one more Divrei Hakdama. We want to do is to start the Olam with Tosfos. Tosfos asks on the Gemara a basic shot question. The Gemara is saying Schia works for Geirus. Aye, he's a guy, ain't Schia le guy. Aye, he's a cotton, ain't Schia le cotton. As over here, we want to get into a little bit into the Nyanim of Schia and Shlichas to help the Olam get into the Tosfos to start for the end of today, tomorrow. Hare, all the miyutim of guy and cotton are in Shlichus, not in Schia. As why does Tosfos assume whatever is nismayit from Shlichus is nismayit from Schia? As if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, because Schia is mitam Shlichus. Meaning, how could you be Zeicha for someone? Zok Tosfos, anan sadi. If I would have known, I would have made you into a Shliach. As even though right now I didn't tell you to do it for me, but if I would have known, I would have told you to do it for me, as it's ki'ilu I made you into a shliach. As it comes out according to Tosfos, shliya is shlichus. In a milsa d'slus, I don't need a minui. Because there's a das, I would have told you to do it, as it's ki'ilu I told you to do it. As memela, anything that's nismayin in shlichus is nismayin in shliya. Because Schia is just a way of having a Shliach. He didn't make you a Shliach, but if he knew, he would have made you. As a Kivu, he made you. Das is Shitas Tosfos. The Ritva over here is Cholek on Tosfos. The Ritva holds Schia is Lav Mitam Shlichos. the Ritva Shita is Chia is a new Parsha. Even if there wouldn't be Shlichus, but there would still be a Parsha of Schia. What's the word of Schia? In midi deschus, I could do a chalois for you. If it's not a schus, I need you to make me into a shliach. But in midi deschus, I could do a chalois for you, even if I'm not your shliach. Because it's a schus for you, as I could do for you, even if I'm not your shliach. Rav Nochum was miyasid, the yusoid of the machloikis, mamash al derech ha-pshat, is the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Beis learns out Shlichus from one Parsha and learns out Schia because in Chalukas Ha'aretz there were many Ketanim. As how are the Ketanim Zeich in Chalukas Ha'aretz? Agzeres HaKosiv, Nasi, the Nasi could be Zeich for the Ketanim. Tosfos says, it's an Asmachta. You don't need a Pasuk. Why? Zog the Tosfos HaRosh, Taisus l'shitasai, schia mitam shlichas, anan sadi. If I knew, I would make you into a shliach. As I would say, what do I need a pasuk to tell me schia for? I have a pasuk of shlichas, as automatically I know schia. If I would have known, I would have made you into a shliach. You're a shliach. But the Ritva argues on Taisus. The Ritva learns schia needs its own pasuk, and the pasuk is nasi echot. As we have a whole new mocker in the Torah for Schia, a different pasuk than Shlichus. A Schia is la mitam Shlichus. The miyutim and Shlichus don't apply to Schia. It's mamish basic pshat, but very interesting. The Ritva's mechalik, this only works that Schia helps to a cotton, but it doesn't help for a guy. As even though Schia lav mitam, there's a chilik between a cotton and a guy. And that's very interesting. Why should it be that way? If Schi is la mitam, as everything should work, why only some yes and some no? Okay, as that will leave the Eilam Taham. Okay, as those are the two ideas we got into. The Rashi makes a berry of Geirus of Av, Schi of Av, Bezdin, Nasan like Av. And then the other musagim of schia mitam shlichus toisvis, and then the other mahalach schia lav mitam shlichus.